join with me in a word of prayer? Lord God and Father, we come to you today. We give you thanks that you have blessed us with your presence, that you have blessed us with your Holy Spirit, and creating faith in us, strengthening us in that faith, continuing to guide us, O Lord, as we walk here on this earth. Lord, we pray that you would continue to lead us by your Spirit and that you would continue to strengthen us in our faith always. May we place our trust in you and may we do what you have set before us. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're in this season of Pentecost now. It's a one Sunday series. As Pastor Tom had mentioned in our video at the beginning, we'll look at Numbers starting next week. But for today, we're looking at Pentecost. And we know that Pentecost was a celebration day. It was a day that the Israelites, that the Jews from wherever they were living, would travel to Jerusalem and they would celebrate this festival. So in Jerusalem at this time, you've got the disciples. They're meeting together. They're wondering what's going to happen next. They're waiting for God to reveal to them those next steps. And he does so as we look at Acts chapter 2. But we know there's a celebration. They're celebrating this festival there in Jerusalem. And as I was thinking about this festival, well, I have to say that today is a kind of a special day in our family. My oldest daughter, Allison, is graduating. We've got a celebration going on at our house. And I know I'm not alone. There are other graduates, maybe even here in this room today, certainly down at the other worshiping location as well, our other campuses. It's a celebration. And I saw some parallels, at least when it comes to the disciples leading up to that moment. And then also to my daughter and to all graduates, all who have gone through a period of instruction and training and teaching. The disciples walked with Jesus for 3 years. And while they were walking with him, they were listening to him. He was teaching them. He was showing them what he would expect from them. He was leading them to a place where when that time came, they would be set loose. They would be able to share what they had learned with the world around them, and to do so in some amazing ways. So think about those who are graduating. They've experienced a lot of education over these last several years, these last dozen years or so. They've experienced that learning, that education, but the question could be asked, what are those things that they learned that they're going to take with them moving forward? What are those things that maybe they'll never use again? And I'm thinking about my daughter. She was in AP Calculus this year, and I was good at math in high school. At least I thought I was. I wasn't able to help any of my daughters past eighth grade. I'm moving forward now. And I have to say that there's a lot of math that I learned in high school that I don't apply today. So what is important? What do we want to hold on to? What did we learn that we know we're going to apply and use later in life? We don't always know. We don't always have those answers. We figure it out as we move along. But it sure would be nice if there would be someone who would guide us, who would tell us, this is important, this is necessary, this is what you're going to share with others. For the disciples, they learned a lot of things from Jesus. A lot of things that went against the way that they were raised. The things that were new experiences, new understandings for them, new teachings for them. How are they supposed to apply these? What's important? What's not? What do you forget about the old way of learning things? The disciples, well, they had their work cut out for them. As we look at our reading today from Acts chapter 2, we see that the disciples are together. Presumably, they're worshiping. They're preparing for this celebration, this Pentecost celebration. And then the Holy Spirit comes down upon them. It's not a surprise, at least not to us. Today, we have the benefit of hindsight. But we know in our reading from John chapter 14, Jesus promised that they would not be alone. That he was returning to the Father. But when he did, he would send someone to be with them. Remember these words once again in John 14, verses 16 and 17. Jesus says, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. Jesus says, I will not abandon you as orphans. I'm not going to leave you alone. You will have the Comforter, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit to guide you. What you've learned from me, he will lead you in that learning. He will direct you in what you share, what you say, how you respond. For the disciples, as they were walking along with Jesus, every day they got to experience his teachings. They got to listen. They got to learn. They got to see the Pharisees, for example, try and trap Jesus with their questions and see Jesus and his masterful responses. Now they're going to have to answer some of these questions. How will they respond? Will they respond like Jesus? Maybe not. At least that may be what's going through their minds. As they're continuing to sift through all they have learned, how do they respond when they're placed in that situation? They're not with Jesus any longer, physically speaking, not walking with him day after day after day. That's why it was so important that the Holy Spirit would come upon these disciples, upon these followers of Jesus, that they would rest upon these disciples, or the Holy Spirit, rather, would rest upon these disciples and guide them and direct them. Jesus doesn't only say, you will not be alone, I will send the Holy Spirit to be with you. But he also takes it a step further in verse 26. He says, when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, that is the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you. And that's a huge promise. The Holy Spirit will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have commanded you. It's funny because here I was sharing with my wife this a couple of days ago. I'm starting to forget more and more things, and it's frustrating for me that I can't remember these things. So I was tasked with getting our daughter's graduation gift. I got it. I did fine. I knew what it was. I found it. I purchased it. I brought it home, and then I hid it because we didn't want her to find it. This was a week and a half ago. And Friday night, I spent 2 hours searching the house for that gift. Why couldn't I remember? When I hid it, obviously I wasn't thinking about where I would hide it. It's kind of a comical experience in our house. I had a couple of daughters helping me look, not Allison, obviously. And they gave up the search eventually. And I can't blame them. But there's so many things, and I know I'm not alone. There are so many things that we experience in life, so many things that we learn, that we forget. What's important? What are we supposed to hold on to? What are we supposed to remember? And we know that the disciples are no different as well. You remember again and again in scriptures, the disciples, we read the evangelists saying the disciples remembered after they had experienced something what Jesus had taught them earlier. Up until that point, they had forgotten. But in that moment, the disciples remembered. The Holy Spirit will help us to remember what God has taught us. The Holy Spirit is the one that guides us in that truth, who guides us in what we have learned. The Holy Spirit leads us. But there's a comfort knowing that what I need to know now, what I need to share, the Holy Spirit will give that to me. The Holy Spirit will share those words with me, or those actions with me. Whatever it is that I need to say, whatever it is that I need to do, the Holy Spirit is here with me constantly and guiding me. I just need to get out of the way sometimes. I just need to be open to where he is leading me, to where the Holy Spirit is guiding me in my words, in my actions. It's a comfort to know that God's Spirit continues to work with us. But now back to these disciples in Acts chapter 2. Again, this is the day of Pentecost. They're gathering together. They're worshiping. They're preparing for this celebration. And then something amazing happens. And they know what's coming. They just don't know when. The Holy Spirit rests upon them. Tongues of fire, flames rested upon their heads. They were filled with the Holy Spirit. And just like that, these disciples Now we're speaking in other languages. And this day of Pentecost, this festival that was taking place in Jerusalem, Jews from all over the world would return to Jerusalem for this celebration. And Julie did a great job reading all those names. The towns and the areas that people had come from to get to Jerusalem that they might celebrate this day of Pentecost. A lot of different languages were being spoken in Jerusalem at that moment. For these disciples to be able to speak in those languages was pretty amazing. If we ever wonder, will God give us the words to speak? Well, there's proof that he does. He did so for the disciples. And he may not give you words in a different language. He might. We don't know. But we do know that he will give us those words that we need to say at that moment. How many times have you said something and after the fact said, boy, I'm not sure that was the right thing to say? It happens. It does. And then we find out later how those words impacted that person in a positive way. And we say, okay, Lord, you're in charge. You're the one guiding me. You're the one giving me these words. The Holy Spirit is with us. God promised his Spirit to come upon us. And we know, we believe that the Holy Spirit came upon us at our baptisms, or if we were baptized when we were older, came upon us when we heard those promises, when we believed in these words that are shared with us in the scriptures. God's Spirit rests upon us, guides us, enables us to believe, strengthens us. There's so much comfort in knowing what God's Spirit does for us. So as we think about what it means to learn, we know that even after graduation, throughout life, we continue to learn, right? We're learning and learning and learning. We're learning more and more about God and his scriptures. Even the things that we've read over and over again, we see in a different light. We continue to learn in our daily living, whatever our experiences are at work, whether it's socially, whatever it might be. We're always learning. The Holy Spirit is a good teacher for us. The Holy Spirit guides us in what we learn about our Lord in the scriptures. God promises us his Holy Spirit. Jesus promises us his Spirit who will guide us, who will continue to protect us. As we think about the Israelites, the Jews coming from wherever they were, not just in Israel, but wherever they were in these 15 different areas or regions that we read about in Acts chapter 2, they all came to Jerusalem because of this Pentecost celebration. God spoke to them in that moment through these disciples. Peter himself got up and preached a sermon, ad lib, just in that moment. It wasn't one that he had prepared beforehand necessarily, although he knew it. He shared this message with all the people who were there. And how many came to faith? 3,000 came to faith in that moment. They were baptized because of this message that Peter had shared. It was a message about Jesus. It was a message that filled the people with hope. No longer was their salvation dependent upon them. That's how they were raised. That's what they were taught. But Jesus teaches something else. And Jesus teaches that our salvation rests not in our own abilities, but in what he has already done for us on the cross. And God's Holy Spirit revealed that on that very day. God's Spirit continues to reveal it to the nations this very day today as well. We're hearing about it here in Minnesota, but there are people hearing about it in China. People hearing about it in Alaska, in Ecuador, in Jamaica. So we think about the mission trips that we'll be experiencing. People are hearing about it in the Phillips neighborhood, in Africa, in South America. Worldwide, people are hearing this message that the Holy Spirit is empowered, has brought through the scriptures. If we ever wonder, words to say. We don't have to worry. Because God makes it clear that those words are there. Even if we don't get those words quite right, God works through those words as well. And so we trust. And we trust that God is guiding us. We trust that God's Spirit is within us. That He is leading us and giving us those words to share that bring hope into a world that doesn't always have a lot of hope. And this Holy Spirit is what enables you to say that Jesus is God's Son, that Jesus is the Messiah, your Savior. Without the Holy Spirit, you couldn't say that. I couldn't say that. The Holy Spirit is the one that enables us to believe that our salvation is not up to us. Without the Holy Spirit, we couldn't believe that. The Holy Spirit enables us to trust and to believe. And to believe that which the world around us doesn't believe. Remember, Judas says to Jesus in that moment, "Why are you just sharing this message with us? Why not the rest of the world?" And Jesus tells him, "And this message is for those who will believe. Those who will hear it, those who hear it and obey, those who believe, this message is for them. But there are many in this world that don't understand it, don't believe it, and don't hear it, don't apply it." We have that message. We've heard it. We've believed it. And so now, let's live that message. Let's continue to share that message, what we know, what we believe, what we experience in God's love as He continues to bless us. And so my daughter's going to go on to college. I know. She's going to go on to college and she's going to continue to learn. But she's going to be in a different environment. She's going to be 8 hours away. She'll be on her own. She sure will. She's going to be learning new things and learning what God has in store for her as well. She's going to trust. We need to trust that God's Spirit is with us and He is guiding us wherever we go, leading us in learning, wherever we're learning, that we might share this message of hope that God has shared with us. Amen. We pray. And Father, we do thank You for Your Spirit working in us. We thank You, O Lord, for the faith that is ours. It's a faith that Your Spirit has created. It's not something that we've arrived at on our own. We thank You, O Lord, for Your promises that You have shared with us in the Scriptures. We thank You for Your peace, O Lord. And we know all of this comes as a gift from You through the Holy Spirit. Continue to lead us, O Lord, and guide us, and remind us that we're never alone. You are always with us. Your Spirit always guides us and fills us with Your peace, even in times of trial. So, Lord, we place our trust in You. And as You lead us, use us, and speak through us, and show Your love through us, that others would come to know You too. In Jesus' name we pray.